Hey guys, it is Jay John of Asian Pop Radio. Thank you very much for clicking on another podcast. If you like what you hear on our podcast feed, we really hope that you can subscribe to us via iTunes. That's a great way to get the content delivered each time it goes up. If you like what you hear, please do give us a positive review, and some 5 stars would be lovely, because the more that we get them, further our podcast goes up in the list and people can find us. So that would be great. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. You can download our app free via the App Store on Apple and Android. We're also online at AsianPopRadio.com.
This is Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio.
This is the Jeanette and Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio. We're proud to be supporting the Indonesian Film Festival in Melbourne, Acme Cinemas, Federation Square, April 8 to 13, visit iffaustralia.com.
iffaustralia.com.
Or you can check them out on Facebook, again, IFF Australia, to get all the information that you need on the festival. I think it's time to have an open segment, Jeanette.
Yes, what an open segment. Open like my legs.
Stop talking about your legs.
They're so small, I can't reach the ground.
My God.
It's quite hilarious.
Yeah.
So, obviously, in the K-pop industry, there's a lot of different things happening, like co-ed groups.
Okay.
Now, Juby had segments ready for us.
Yes.
And there's freshly one that baked says, from the oven. Talk about the most recent K-pop album that changed your perspective on life.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to flip that question over, and everyone has to choose a recent Asian artist that changed their perspective on the music industry.
Right. I'm going to start. I'm going to say that a group that's changed my perspective on things would be Vivian's Verdict, who we interviewed a couple of weeks ago. Because, you know, I'm not really usually into the rock kind of pop scene and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But after interviewing Jay from the group and then obviously interviewing Boxchild last week, I feel a new appreciation for rock music, punk rock and, pop rock and all that kind of thing. Yeah. So I'm less bothered by when rock comes on Asian pop radio. Because I used to go like, oh, I'm waiting for a like J-pop song or K-pop song or something like that. I don't know. I feel like my musical taste is growing.
Needs to be broadened.
Yeah. Robert?
I've sort of found that Utada over in Japan. She completely changed styles. A few years ago, when she came out with This Is The One, it was very much that sort of almost mellow pop, still very poppy sort of music.
Yeah.
But then she brought out Phantom, and it's completely different. Like, it's really...
Phantom! Oh, not that one.
No, not
ruin
that.
Ruin the mood.
But it's just really mellow and just... almost R&B style.
Did Juby just yell from the side of the studio, your face ruined the moment?
No, I said he's got the face for it.
Oh, okay. Oh, snap.
But yeah, and then we've also had Yeo in
recently.
And his music is, I would say, awesome. I love it.
I forgot about Yo. I think, like I said to him, like, choosing the songs that we should put into heavy rotation on Asian Pop Radio, and then I was like, actually, these are all pretty good. These could all be in heavy rotation.
He's on my list, too. I was going to answer with Yo.
Oh, okay, well, so what is it about Yo?
My one was actually Yo and Dean. You know how, like, more K-pop, general K-pop artists are going, like, either trap or hip-hop or something like that? Dean and Yo kind of go into, like, lo-fi hip-hop beats. So it's really experimental, but it's very, like, very underground.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's something that you either really love or really hate.
You reckon he's going to be a leader? Yeah. People are going to do more like him? Be like...
Yo. Yo.
No, I meant Dean.
Yeah, definitely. Like, Dean has collaborated with, Anderson .Paak, who's, like, the number one collaborator right now, as well as beats by Esther and Mr. Carmack. Come on, like...
Okay.
Big names in that indie, like, little niche.
Anyone standing out for you, Mark? Anyone that you like at the moment in the Asian pop world that you're like, wow, changed my mind on that? Not at all.
Girls' Generation.
Girls' Generation. Is there perhaps a Vietnamese artist that at the moment is doing really big things that you're finding is doing things in a little bit of a different way that you quite like?
I reckon that would be back to your crush.
Yeah.
Isaac.
But he's not. Isn't he doing one song a week? One song a year, isn't he?
Yeah, he. Yeah, yeah. At the moment, he.
Oh, you're easy to please.
Yeah, sometimes I try to laugh.
Shade. But that, clearly, that sound effect just happened in the background, didn't it, Juvie? Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's why you invite me to the show.
Yeah, you're welcome. Juvie, how about yourself? Have you got an artist at the moment that you're particularly excited about?
Yes, but I can't think of their names. There's
my
one.
Favorite.
Well, Susie came out with her solo debut again, or comeback, I forgot. But she's just ended her contract with her company. So it's going to be interesting to see if she stays on with them or if she finds a new one or if she ends up becoming indie.
She still dates Lee Min Ho.
And there was an artist, another one that works with Whale.
Wale. BTS, Rap Monster.
Yeah, Rap Monster, yeah. He works with them.
AKA Rat Monster.
And the other one that worked with Tablo and...
Gallant.
The one I tagged you with.
Gallant.
Yeah.
He's coming here to Melbourne, actually.
Oh, let's go see him.
He's playing this month.
Let's go see him.
Have you asked him if he's coming on our show yet?
He is of a different ethnicity.
What?
I mean, he's, I mean, we have Porter Robinson. We had,
Like, I don't want to be mean, but, like, he only collaborated with Tablo and Eric Nam once.
That's fine.
Yeah, but that's okay. Then that's noteworthy, isn't it? It's worth
stupid. Why don't you guys ask him then? Why is it me?
White.
Shattered the whole.
Oh, my God. It was Japanese. I'm always the last to find out. All right.
Now you realize.
Good segment, guys. Shall we go to a track? What are we going to do? Infinite. Someone that is clearly not white. Be Mine, the Japanese version
on
Asian Pop
Radio. Depends how light their baby cream is.
Does not exist.
Thanks, guys. If you like what you hear, remember to subscribe to us via iTunes. Search Asian Pop Radio. You can search Asian Pop Radio on every platform, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook. You'll be able to follow us and like us and stay up to date with all things that are happening. We would really appreciate any positive reviews on any platforms that you use. Thanks, guys.